You're listening to the show about docks and cabooses. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
When he was a lad, he ate four dozen eggs in the morning to help him get large. But now that he's grown, he eats 5 dozen eggs, and he's roughly the size of a barge. It's okay. I grew up singing those songs a lot.
Alex knows that lyric. Like, it surprised me because I didn't know it, and he knew it. It's a bond you guys have, I think.
Mm-hmm. I mean, ever since I saw that, I've been eating eggs.
Barge!
Cross fingers. Barge. Just the word barge.
He's just hoping to be barge. Barge.
He missed the size of barge.
Day the day.
Barge day.
Amazing.
Oh, I have to be in charge again.
I'm sorry, babe.
We're telling the aunties goodbye.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I was talking invisibly, and it probably took way too long. So,
all right.
If they notice that I'm talking quite
silently.
Yeah,
at one point, Will looks, he's just like, looks like he's muttering to himself. Mm. And he looks, how does Will look? You can say how you look.
Annoyed and disappointed.
No, I mean, something different though.
Yeah, I know. Something other
something
than
noticeable.
What he usually is.
Annoyed and disappointed.
Constipated.
You know what? He makes this gesture.
Choking?
Yeah.
You have to say it out loud for the podcast.
Choking, like, but you wouldn't, it's like, it's not like he's up in the sky. It's like he's doing it almost like he doesn't realize he's making this gesture. And that's a pretty good one, don't you think? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Eric knows what I'm talking about. But...
So self-satisfied.
Yeah. I'm just excited about
that. It's our secret marriage language.
I love it. Well, I don't think we need to role play saying goodbye to these
ladies. All right, bye. Peace out.
They clearly already know we're leaving. I mean, you know.
They already know what's going to happen to us.
Wait. Before you go, one more thing.
Uh-oh.
It would have been a nice, easy exit, but...
Yeah.
Booty, give him... You know what he needs. Are you sure? Oh.
Will backs away.
Oh, I wasn't
going to
ask.
What does that mean?
Thank you.
What? Yeah. What does? Oh, yeah. I know. Will's like, oh no. What does this mean? Give him. You know.
Do you think just him? What about him?
What the? Ugh. That's very rude.
You know what? You know what? I think that's a good point.
Who's him and him? Not me, right?
Wait. What did you say? Not him and him.
What are you talking about? You're talking about us like we're not here.
Oh, sorry. We do that sometimes.
I know. You're so clever. Tell us. I don't want to be showered with something without knowing what it is.
Showered. Come here, you two. And she points with a gnarled finger to Will and Bathwet.
Oh, God. No, wait a second.
Just come here.
I waggle an eyebrow, Will.
That makes Will laugh, actually. Will laughs at that. He's high. He has had too much of that cigarette.
And she pulls out from her clutch two paper envelopes, small paper envelopes.
Wait, you've already had these prepared and you weren't sure whether you were going to give it to us? What is this?
Oh, I have many more in here. Are you questioning me?
What is it?
Are you looking a gift horse in the mouth, Rafina? What would I have to say about that?
To not.
Close enough.
What'd you say?
I said close enough.
Close enough.
Here. She waggles them at you.
I'll take it.
Does Bathwack die?
At some point he will. Maybe.
Is it sealed?
It's like just kind of folded in on itself. It's not like a letter envelope. It's so smaller than that.
The booty is holding these out to us, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's polite to take it, but not to open it right
ooh,
away.
Ooh, yeah.
So I'm just going to hold it by my side.
Mm-hmm. Out of the side of my mouth, I sort of Bathwick, bow. Bow.
Oh, all right. And Bathwick bows.
Oh, no need to be so formal.
Stop bowing. Don't bow.
There's
now
still
I just
an envelope.
Shuffle awkwardly backwards.
There's still an envelope being held out to Will.
Is it Booty holding them?
Yeah.
So and I'm going to be like, Tootie.
Mm-hmm.
What's in here? Is it going to poison me?
No.
Yeah. What? Is it gross?
No.
Booty!
What? Help!
We're
it's
very
Aunt Booty.
Okay.
Aunt.
You're not my aunt.
I'm everyone's aunt.
Really?
Well, yes.
Then where's my birthday check in the mail? I don't remember getting anything like that. I've heard that happens in families.
I told you have to come see me on your birthday.
Hey, Will, maybe it's a contract.
Is it lumpy? Is it paper thin?
It's like
oily?
It's like the size of like a seed packet.
Oh, does it look like it has shape to it or is it paper?
It looks like there's something in it. It's not like a letter.
Is this a souvenir booty?
Souvenir booty.
I take it out of her hands and I wink at her. I hope Booty hates me forever.
Maybe it's a belated birthday present. And she looks at Rafina.
Hey!
It's from the Bear Toggle gift shop.
I was gonna make him a cake, Aunt Booty.
Rafina has like saved my life. You need to back off, Booty. Back off!
Has she been behaving herself?
I love your shoes. Now go sit down and lounge. You need a break. You need some of the cigarette that she's having me smoke.
Oh, you should see me without it.
Oh, geez, Booty. Man. Guys, am I this bad? I shuffle.
Yes!
I start swatting us out of the...
Put that envelope to good use!
What does that mean?
You'll see.
I don't like that, Tootie!
You will.
I love how they're completing each other's sentences.
Yeah! So cute.
Okay, well, I say goodbye to you. I think you might be gods, so I like you. You guys great! You make a great... niece and grandniece.
Oh.
She is one of best people ever.
Oh.
Well.
Very sweet.
Rafina, sounds like you might be doing something right. You take good care of this one. Pointing at Mo.
I stamp my foot.
Oh.
I am. Oh. And then I run.
Wait 1 minute.
Oh.
Come right back here.
Okay. I'm coming back.
Right in front of me.
Oof.
Okay. I'm here. Hi.
And she just
are
looks.
Your shoes tied. Hope your shoes are tied.
I know.
She looks you up and down. And then she pulls you in for a big hug.
Aww. Oh, Auntie, you're untying my socks. Can you? Okay. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
So yeah, is everybody leaving?
Yeah.
Yep.
So Roscoe will just say as he leaves, "Stay weird," and he'll wink at them.
Yeah.
You know we will.
Roscoe didn't hear that. He turns and comes back. What do you say?
She said, you know we will.
You will what? I forget what I said.
I don't remember either.
Oh. Waggle, waggle.
Very nice. All right, well, stay weird.
And he leaves.
That's amazing. Oh, that's fantastic. Could have been stuck in a never-ending loop there. Oh, my goodness. That's great.
It's actually that's the baseline for the whole plot of this whole thing.
Oh, man.
Well.
All right.
Was that productive?
Bathwack, what's in your envelope?
What's in yours, Will?
I don't know. It's probably a cigarette. What is it?
It's probably whatever they were smoking.
Let's go over here and look.
Yeah, I'm going to like press the ends of the envelope, you know, so you can look inside without like actually dumping the contents out.
Okay. It looks like some like finely ground green something.
Yes.
Oh.
That's true for you as well, Bathwack.
Well, so it's the same green something. Well, it looks the same anyway.
Yeah.
What does it smell like? Does it smell like what they were smoking?
Will, what is this?
I smell it. Do I identify it?
It smells like what they were smoking and what you smoked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Why are they giving this? What does that mean? Wait, what? Give him, you know.
Does Rafina have any insight into, other than probably the fact that it made Will feel dizzy and at ease, lightheaded and at ease before?
It's got to be really important, Will, right? I mean.
Yes.
Why else would they give it to us? I guess we got to use it the same way they did.
Bathwack, have you never... Bathwack.
Rafina, you were always told not to ask what they were smoking. That was actually one of the incentives you were given to join them as a desert mother, is to finally find out.
Oh my God.
But since you never did, you never got to find out.
Yes. So I got a question, Rafina. Why aren't they called the desert ants?
Do I look like a desert? They're not my mother. Wait, what am I trying to explain here?
Do I look like a desert? What the fuck?
No, Rafina, you not look like desert.
If they were desert ants, I would be a desert.
I'm going to have to take your word for that. I'm going to have to take your word on that one, Rafina. Right?
Her logic sound.
So, but wait, who's... So you're saying that... What? So wait, are they... Their, like, kids are deserts?
No, Roscoe. So, the desert... Don't you have desert mothers in your homeland? They're like the wise, mystical eccentrics.
I never had a mother... I never had a father. I could never write back to them saying, hello, mother. Hello, father.
Rafina says, that is not true. You definitely had a mother and a father. You're lying, but that's okay. I forgive you. I still like you. Also,
who was your mother, Rafina?
It's the Rafina mother. So we'll talk about that a different time.
Rafina,
I'm not
were
sure
you looking
I ever
at...
want to meet the Rafina mother.
Yeah, I know.
I do.
Well, you were talking about your house, though. Like, can we go to your house? Like,
no time.
No, you don't want us at your house.
No time.
Wow, Rafina doesn't want us at her house. What does that mean, Rafina?
There are lots of holes in the front yard from my porcupine.
Yeah, so now there's a porcupine.
Yeah, it's really little. It's a long story. I was very concerned that he was following us and was going to get into trouble, but he seems to be fine. So,
is it okay if I recorded the seed packet in my character sheet as Desert Mother Weed? Is that accurate?
Is that accurate?
That's acceptable.
Okay. Desert Mother Weed. I think we need to go and get the coyote before we leave this region. Who's with me?
Coyote God, right?
Yes, yes.
I with you!
Yay!
Is that really where we're going?
I think we need to arm ourselves.
All right, let's go.
With love. And whatever he has for us.
Like, count me in.
With love and a rocket launcher, assuming that's what he has.
Yeah, that's right.
Where's the coyote?
South.
What is it called? What is it called again?
Captivating.
Mortar. The mortar coyote.
The potato gun coyote.
The scud coyote.
But I mean, Roscoe has itinerary. Roscoe, does this fit in itinerary?
Well, No.
Check
his instincts.
That's fine. You know, if we need to take a little detour before we head out to Gully's End, that's all right.
We don't want to have to come all the way back.
What is south of Bear Toggle? Does Roscoe know what is to the south?
It's just like woods and shit. The river eventually leads to the bay, which leads to the ocean.
Oh, which is another place I could throw a wheel off the south.
That's true. The main road kind of heads like northeast.
I just don't want to get too far away and miss our chance.
How do we find Coyote?
Didn't anyone ask the aunties?
Shoot, we could have asked the aunties.
That would have went well. You got some real concrete information.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. No.
Here's a map.
I mean, if this was a video game.
Yeah.
Which it is.
Uh-huh.
We just wander south of here.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just walk south.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Regina takes out her kazoo. Ooh. And plays the kazoo, and an image of a coyote appears. and also, next to this image of the coyote, appears a big arrow. Ooh. That we follow.
Ooh.
Are you casting some kind of spell, like locate object, Abby?
No, she's just been listening to the recently released episodes and remembered the stuff in her inventory.
Yay!
I remembered my coyote. My coyote, my kazoo coyote. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know how far Will will walk, though.
Huh?
You said many times, you know walk.
We steal houseboat. That sounds like a great idea.
That does sound like a good idea.
Oh, back.
We're not going to be stealing it. We're just going to borrow it.
Yeah, borrow.
There's not... What is even... We're going to sail... Down
the Bear Toggle.
That's right. That's right.
South.
That's where Shimi is. Yeah. I forgot.
Yeah, we got to get Shimi anyway.
Is the coyote south or southeast?
The river goes southeast, right?
You might even be right. I feel like he definitely... He said a specific thing, Mouse said. I don't know how to find...
I said?
Or whoever the heck said it.
I don't think it would be.
No, I think Mo reiterated it at one point.
Well, I probably remembered it because it's very important to me.
You're the DM, yeah.
What? No, because I like gods and I know where gods are. When someone mentioned God, I write it down in my mind.
We could sit out on the houseboat. We could use this item from Aunt Booty. We could float down the river.
Uh-huh.
We'll find the coyote, I'm sure.
That does sound really nice. That sounds quite relaxing.
I mean, we could like repaint the boat and then nobody would ever know that we stole it. We could just paint it so that it looks like our own. Nobody would ever be on our trail.
Just detail
ever.
It right in the middle of the river.
I know, it's gonna be a really slow ass boat. Also, we have our own boat. I don't know why I'm I just want to steal another boat.
I think is there curiosity about Ricardo Odysseus?
Yes. That's also weird, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like the most thing where you guys are just trying to figure out what happened to the world you were in and what's going on in the world you're currently in.
Right, okay.
Yeah, we were just talking about what do we have left to do in Bear Toggle, if anything, and one thing was like, do we go and check and see if the statue of Gwen says the same thing or is it still there?
Yeah,
what kind of a detour is that going to be? And
what if we just say we do that and just like...
Yeah,
speed through it.
Oh,
you know,
right.
We can
we have to have a
Bear Toggle
laborious
back to our house
walk there.
Did you hear how long it took to talk to the Desert Mothers?
I know. I mean, I also
don't forget about Doc Doc Caboose.
Like, is this wormhole still there with the city gang? And what happened to the city
gang?
Actually,
that's a really I'm curious about the wormhole. Thinking about the wormhole.
Let's make a list of questions that we want Eric to answer about Bear Toggle.
That you could explore.
The implication is that we explore and we get answers to those questions. So we're curious about the Gwen statue. We're curious.
The Pineapple War. Like,
yeah, the
was
plaque.
This,
that says yeah. The Pineapple War.
And the missing volume about the Pineapple War. We're curious about what Alex just said.
The wormhole.
The wormhole. Like
the city gang hideout.
The city gang hideout.
Where the city
and,
gang members
yeah,
are.
What was going on with them?
And the serial killerness. Like, is that completely gone?
We're going to go around and just ask everybody if they've heard of Rufina Phalangepot.
Or I'm going to introduce myself and see if anyone reacts.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
And
are we doing all this now, or is this something you guys want to compile for...
I'm okay to be spun.
I don't know. Now.
If you need to prepare that stuff, that's also okay. You're asking if we have a first and foremost thing that we are curious about.
I'm just asking
that
if you guys
take...
want time to figure out all the things you would want to investigate.
Oh, I know.
Is the clock shop still burned down?
Yeah, I know exactly. Like the wooden doll. Like, did that still happen? Right. There are a lot of kind of things.
And I don't want you guys to feel like you missed something.
Yeah.
But I'm not going back upriver to see if the other town is destroyed.
Yeah. Because
I'm pretty sure we did that.
You guys
way.
Go like... all the way back to Barovia. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is Nick still dead? You guys, maybe Nick isn't dead anymore.
Let's go back
totally
and do
dead.
It again.
Oh, Nick.
Maybe we can get
I
Nick.
I think...
Oh no! He's gonna say something terrible about Nick too. Eric paid him to say something
funny,
horrible.
I remember, like the last time we talked about Nick, Eric painted this picture, this like quick pan, this quick snap of the camera back to the castle, and there's like Nick's skull with a rat climbing.
Yeah.
It. Like, thanks, Eric.
Thanks,
no, it's just body rotting there.
Oh,
you guys...
stop it! No.
Oh. Good
We've
stuff.
Got it. Mark Justin has got to have a whole page dedicated to Nick's dead body, and it's got to be like, they definitely didn't forget it in Castle Ravenloft. They took it out, and they really like
Mark
out about it.
Are you gonna kowtow
to
the whims of my players,
Eric,
or are you going to stay true to canon?
No, there is no canon.
Truth, man, we gotta
we'll
look.
See.
Truth,
there is no canon as much as this. None of this is canon. Nothing. Anything you hear on this
fiction.
Podcast is all fan fiction. Oh my gosh!
How many questions do we have? Three.
I'm a
so
fan,
far,
man.
I've got
also
three
a
written
player.
Down.
Yeah, well, what was the one I don't think you wrote down what I said, but or like what Alex said, the wooden doll.
Oh, I did not. You're right.
The fire and the wooden doll.
Michael's mechanisms.
Yeah, the wormhole. Yeah.
Just,
I don't
is
know
it burned down, basically?
And the serial killer.
Yeah.
I wrote that down.
Gwen statue. Like gnomes. Do we see gnomes around now?
I'm a little
like,
curious about the university. But...
Yeah, I know. Wait, how's the university doing? Is it doing okay? Does it not even... No, it has to exist because Rufina has a degree from there.
Yeah.
I like how that's the line from my song is basically coming true. Hey, DM, we've got some questions
oh
for
my
you.
Gosh,
yeah, for real.
Adam. That's so weird. I love that.
And as you guys are walking, Mo says,
also, do you guys remember the very first thing that Great Aunt Tootie said when she smoked that little blunt? The very first thing. Often first thing someone says is very important.
She said...
What is home?
No, before that.
We should feel confident to trust our instincts.
Before that,
danger awaits you in all corners of the land. No,
before that.
So, what do you want to know?
Before that.
Oh shoot.
I'm really hot, and she wants to do me, which was really weird.
After that.
Oh, okay.
After that.
What
else? Also, why is that weird? Why is it weird? Someone want to have relations with you?
Oh, she's like 1,000 years old. Not usually like a... Don't look at Rufina. Stop, Mo, stop looking at Rufina.
She said, if you've lost something, put on your glasses.
I think it was after that?
Oh, all right.
I'm not sure. She had not puffed on Tiny J at that point, I don't think.
On Tiny J.
That's right.
I wonder what was in that. Like, do you think, by the way, do you think that's what we got? Like, the really powerful stuff? Or is it just the... I mean, I smelled it, so I guess I'm the one that thought it was just the regular stuff.
Danger awaits you in all corners of the land. It was someone's birthday recently.
That what she was going to say wasn't very helpful.
It was about the birthday thing. That's what I was trying to say.
Confident to trust your instincts.
The birthday thing.
Yeah. I took note of that. It was someone's birthday.
No.
We have to celebrate. We have to. It sounds like there's power in a birthday and we have to celebrate.
This sounds like a good occasion to get out the houseboat and float it down the river.
Actually.
Wait a minute. I wasn't here for that part of the conversation. Whose birthday is it?
It was Will's birthday, and he didn't tell us.
Will? Because when's your birthday?
It was like 12 days ago.
That's what? So recent!
It doesn't matter! We were in
was
the middle
it really?
Of the woods!
I thought it was what? Like yesterday.
No, it was a little bit ago.
Just what were we that doing that day on your birthday?
What did we do on my birthday?
It was probably in around Chilchara time.
Oh, okay.
Should we decide that?
That got eaten by a toad on my birthday. It was the best day ever.
So you did celebrate. Should we just say that what Roscoe...
A little candle in there for you.
What Roscoe lost in translation into Will's ear was happy belated birthday.
Yeah! Oh my god!
Oh, I love it!
And Will's confused because he's like, how did you know? It would be a really powerful moment. It would totally be a lost in translation moment. Wow, did the fairy queen fuck that information into your head?
Eric? I'll defer to you.
I'll add that to my question list.
Oh my goodness.
Fuck Will's birthday into my head.
One day you'll meet a man.
Populate Will's.
Oh my god.
Date of birth into Roscoe's brain. All right, recorded.
All right,
awesome.
It's just Will Pompeian, and then the date. It's just like repeats over and over again.
Oh, and the god. Image of like a tombstone.
He knows when I'm gonna die.
I didn't say die. It just says the birth date. It's like on those, you know, couples tombstones where one person dies and then they know they're going to bury the other person there ultimately.
Man. I remember.
Which also, like, I never really thought about that, but that, like, is morbid.
Yeah, you never thought about
no,
that?
No, like, the fact that, like, someone's spouse, like, when they're burying their spouse, they get to see their own name and they're like, what is wrong with fucking burial traditions?
That's literally morbid. Yes. Of or relating to death.
I want to be turned into a tree or something. That'd be really cool.
Turned into?
No, you know how they have those burial pods underneath a tree? That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Can they, like, plant a tree in you like Alien? Sorry, that's disgusting.
I already did it. Right. In 5 years, Alex, you're going to explode.
Oh, you did it to him?
Yeah.
I thought you said you did it to yourself.
No, I already did it to him. He's in for a surprise. A whole fig's going to come out.
Just because I said you knew I was going to say that, and so you already planted the tree.
I like how it's a fig, too. Very biblical.
Yeah, it's a fig. It's beautiful. Alpha, the Omega. Leaves are really pretty. Now that I have my own little fig tree that I'm growing, I just love the leaves. They're so pretty.
Did we tell you guys that we named our...
Oh my god. Okay, now Eric did it and I...
Named our two pear trees. So we have an Anjou pear and a Bosque pear. And I wanted to remember that. And so I named one of them Alex. And the other one is named Bathwack. And that's how I remember.
And he says it every... three times. And he's like, oh, hey, Alex. And I'm like, what? And then he's like, the tree. And I'm like, Eric. How are Alex so and Bathwack surprised doing? Every time. I'm so, so confused.
Cool. I also really wanted to name Murray Bathwack.
Yes, he did. And I was like, you can't name our dog Bathwack.
Oh, my God.
When I meet people, I'm going to be like, guys, I'm named after a tree.
I'm named after a tree. Amazing.
What the fuck is happening right now?
We're having conversations with our friends.
We gave you a list of questions. You answer did. Them all. Go.
Okay.
Hi, puppy.
All right. The Gwen statue and the plaque is unchanged. That is as you remember it. The wormhole. So you head over into the residential district, the Warrens, and I mean, are you going to break into a house? You go and you find like a house that looks like the house that you went into.
Ooh.
Let's knock on the door.
Yeah, we'll knock on the door. Totally.
So yeah, you go over there and you see a door, a house that looks kind of like, the main difference is that there's not a looming dam behind it.
Yeah.
There's just more houses. Hmm. But Bathwack knocks on the door. Creak. Oh, wait. Excuse me. Pardon me. And the door cracks open. And an eye pokes out. Not actually, but like an eye peers out.
Stalk.
Yeah. it's like your whatever that is. Arcane eye.
Yep.
No, it's not. An eye peers out about a halfling height.
Okay.
Hello? Who are you? What do you want? I'm not buying anything.
We're not selling anything.
Good. What?
Is everything all right in here? Do you mind if we... Can we just come in for a minute?
Who are you? Why do you want to come in my house? Mildred, there's someone here trying to get into our house. Did you invite someone over?
No, we're not. We're not going to come in unless we're invited, you know.
Because we're vampires.
And that's Will. That's Rafina. That's Roscoe. That's Mo back there.
Oh, honey. Let them in.
Oh.
Fine.
All right. This is my favorite couple ever.
All right. And they open the door, and the room beyond is kind of what you remember it. Okay. It was like a sitting room. There was a stairs leading up, and then there's a door into the back where you remember there was a kitchen and a basement door.
Sound really weird, but can we just look in your basement?
Well, isn't it like, can we open all of the cupboards in your kitchen?
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. We're not gonna take anything, but we have something we need to know. It's a little hard to explain.
Well, maybe you should try.
Fina?
We used to know people who lived here.
Oh, who was that?
They predeceased me and you. What?
In like another universe.
But
why do you want to look in our kitchen?
We were told a story that a crime was committed. We had heard. How can I say this without lying?
Did you say that out loud? Of course you did.
Will must be standing out on the porch. There's no way he would let this go on in front of him. He's gotta be just like, I'm not going in the poop room again. Oh, wait, no, I forgot about
it. You don't
remember
it.
I don't remember the poop room. I'm like, this must be a delightful building, but I'm not going inside because I don't care.
Oh my gosh, I forgot that you forgot about the poop room. Well, that's so funny.
Well, look, we think there might be a door in your kitchen that goes way down underground. And I know that sounds bizarre, but
it does.
There was a time when this was when we went down those stairs in your pantry into this subterranean
place. So you've been in my house?
It's a little hard to explain. I've not been in this house. Maybe kind of somehow another house. That's so also why are you here?
Don't just maybe, let them you know, look in our know, kitchen somehow, cupboards.
Like, you know, somehow, like you. You know, it's almost like I had a dream, and I saw everything exactly like it is in your house right now, but in your kitchen there were stairs that went down far underground. I just have to know, are they there?
He just said that there are.
What?
I definitely didn't.
Oh. Yeah. See, she had the same dream.
Roscoe's gonna lean. Roscoe's going to lean down to Rafina and be like, isn't Bathwax supposed to be, like, the face of the group?
I thought he had a really high charisma score.
Yeah.
It used to be higher.
It used to be higher. I'm sure I'm charming.
You've been so used to just relying on your innate.
Bathwax says, I'm sure I'm charming, and the husband's like, no. You're not.
Oh, he's kind of charming, dear. Come here. Come with me. And she takes your hand. Mildred takes your hand, Bathwack. Here, you can look through my kitchen cupboards all you like. Dear, they're harmless. Let's just let them...
Bathwack, who's carrying, like, weapons and shit.
I totally don't
kitchen.
Look harmless at all,
I
but
know.
That's fine.
Javelins and a sword. He's below. I am a giant dragonborn, scary man.
Roscoe immediately dives in. He's like, opening everything. He's like, where's your mustard drawer?
Well, I'm not particular to mustard, but, you know, Dean, he does like his mustard, but he likes it cold, so we keep it in the icebox. Dean?
Cold mustard? Mm-hmm. Not so sure about that.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
Yeah, 2D voice.
I've only ever had hot mustard that's hot from being, like, in my pockets.
DM note, Roscoe has hot pockets.
Pockets.
Hot pockets.
DM note.
Do you have some cold mustard right now that I could try?
I would be willing to part with some of my mustard.
All right, where's your mustard spoon drawer?
Oh, it's right here.
Oh, there you go.
I told you Dean likes his mustard.
Ooh, he'll look in, he'll like do this with his fingers like,
Can I use any of these mustard spoons?
Everyone but that one.
Ooh.
Is that your mustard spoon, Dean?
No.
Someone pooped on it.
Oh, okay.
It's our poop spoon.
I'll use that one.
He looked in the opposite direction of the point.
On our audio.
I love you guys. So much.
All right. Roscoe tries some cold mustard.
Uh-huh. It's very cold. You don't like it.
Aww.
Took a...
That's American Crow.
Oh my god.
I come into the crow sound. I'm like, what's happening? Where is everyone? I'm in the front room. Everyone's in the kitchen tasting mustard. What's happening in here? Doesn't look like there's a wormhole.
I'm opening that door.
Uh-huh. Did you find what you're looking for, dear?
I don't know yet. I'm staring in the door.
What's it looks there? Like a cabinet. There's some rice in there.
I'm going to feel the back of the cabinet. I'm going to feel the walls. I'm going to search.
All right, give me an investigation check. The second roll of the night.
Ooh. Gonna play the game.
We don't want to use up our dice.
Right.
They do get used up every time you roll them. Insight? No. Investigation.
Correct.
Well, I'm super good at investigating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Uh-oh.
So with a -1, that's a 5 total.
Oh my gosh.
I found it, guys. I found it.
So there's like a little chip on the side of the back wall of the cabinet that you think maybe could be hiding like a latch or something like that.
Oh no.
He's gonna get a
But I have to peel it away.
You're not sure. Like, you can't figure out how to work it.
Maybe you should roll again.
I feel there's something behind here. If I could only just get this chip off somehow.
Let me look.
So Alex is looking at someone. And I guess that means Bathwax looking at Rafina.
Rafina, somebody, Will, I don't know. Look at this chip back here.
That's just a chip, I think. Wait, let me investigate it.
Yeah, you should investigate it.
I come in. It smells like mustard. They're talking about chips. I'm confused. I mean,
it's cold mustard, so the smell.
It's a body.
It's mustard and chip.
This thing off, and it's going to open a hole to my dream.
There we go. All
right. So with an 18 investigation, Rafina, you realize what he is investigating is an actual chip. It's like a tortilla chip. Kind of wedged in the back of one of the shelves.
Okay.
Rafina says with her mouth full to Mildred, "There was a trip in your cabinet, and I didn't want a mouse to get in there and choke on it because they're very pointy. The tortilla chips have three corners and they're sharp." So
very sweet of you, dear. Yeah, I've been fighting with mice in this fucking place for God knows now how long.
Ugh, Will's like, ugh, and he like prestidigitates around.
You should get a porcupine.
I should.
Yeah.
You know,
there's nothing here.
I just want to point out that the whole reason we listed the questions was so that we wouldn't waste time role-playing this shit.
Technically Thank God speaking, we're not wasting time.
This is what we do.
Technically speaking, Eric, you should have just told us, all right, well, you go to the place, it's this funny couple, Roscoe, you explore their mustard drawer, their mustard spoon drawer.
Right.
Bathwack, you find a chip. Rafina, you eat it. And the answer is...
Wow.
The wormhole's still there.
That's assuming Eric...
But you can't get to it, and you have no idea.
Yep, exactly.
You don't know it's there, but it is definitely there.
Will's going to knock on the walls or the floor to see if it sounds hollow.
Investigation check.
All right, I'll roll. Yep, just as they're being weird in there, I'm like, okay, actual investigation. I'm not eating any chips. here we go. Boop. Did it work?
22. Yeah, this is a very well-made cabinet, and you don't
Just investigating the cabinet. I was knocking on the floor. I'm like, I imagine them in the kitchen with their mustard and chips.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm just exploring out in the other area into, because I didn't really enter the conversation.
Got it.
I was outside.
So we got a 22 investigation. Yeah. So
how much of their money can I steal? Do they have any fine baubles?
God. Okay.
Oh.
So.
Oh, boy.
No, sorry. Okay. Full disclosure.
Okay.
This is me resisting my urges.
Okay.
My urge is to, like, have, and this is not happening.
Oh, do it. No. Just do your urge. This is your game,
have
too.
Have them join our party.
Do your urge, babe.
Okay. No, but if the urge is just a bit...
It's not.
It's going to break the world.
It won't.
Oh, yeah, don't break the world.
It's not that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Full disclosure.
Okay.
I had an urge that I was going to resist, but then I was bolstered by my spouse here. So this is your fault.
Oh, no.
All right.
My fault. God. I'm writing in my notes.
Under.
Oh, I already like it.
One of the chairs. In the sitting room, you find a small bloody shoe.
What the fuck? Like a child?
Uh huh.
I pick it up.
Fuck, Eric.
I look around.
Okay, that's good.
Like, Will's very confused.
You've been looking around. You rolled a 22 investigation, and this is what you find.
Does it look like there's blood elsewhere, not just on the shoe?
No.
Will looks to see if there's evidence of a child living here.
Not immediately, not in this area.
Will just goes into another room. He doesn't even ask. Yeah, I know, exactly. Will, like, he's like...
So it's either up the stairs or into the kitchen.
I go up the stairs.
Okay. All right, so upstairs.
Will doesn't care. He feels like a very powerful person right now.
A small landing.
Uh-huh.
And there's two doors off of it.
Okay.
That are both closed.
Okay.
Do you open them?
Yeah, I open both at the same time, like...
Shriek! Oh, wait, both at the same time?
Uh-oh. I'm in a coffin. Okay.
I played that twice, you couldn't really tell.
Okay.
The one leads to, like, a small washroom.
Okay.
You don't see any rubber duckies or anything
that
a kid would love.
Okay.
Kids love rubber duckies.
All right.
And then the other one is a small, modest bedroom with a single, like, basically full-size bed in it.
Okay. That's weird.
That's it.
Is there an attic door?
You don't see one, obviously, no.
Will message... Oh, I can't see Bathwack, but I, like... If I don't... Oh, so, okay. Investigate to find an attic room. Will is feeling powerful. He thinks these people are just nobodies. So investigate for an attic, like pull down door or something.
25 investigation. Nice. Okay. So there's no like pull down door in the ceiling. That would be pretty easy to see. But with that investigation, you like are peering under a dresser and you see there looks like there's like a maybe like a frame of a small like maybe like a crawl space door or something like that behind the dresser.
Okay. Will stands up and he's just kind of like holding the shoe in his hand, like, what size foot is this shoe for?
Maybe like
a toddler?
No,
or like a
no. Like a
But like are these people small? Are they halflings? Is this a halfling shoe?
They're halflings.
So is it a is it actually a child's shoe? Does it look like a child's shoe or does it is it just the size of a child's foot?
Maybe like a 10-year-old kid or something like that.
But like would I recognize this as a child's shoe?
Yeah.
Not a grown up shoe. Mm-hmm. A 10-year-old kid.
You already did.
I know, I think it's funny to think of a world where there's different races with different sizes and or different species or whatever. so Will, like I said, stands up and he's kind of looking at the shoe and he's like listening downstairs. Does it just sound like everyone's still in the kitchen? They haven't even noticed that I'm up here?
As far as you can tell, yeah.
I haven't noticed.
Weird. Yeah. Will is going to move the dresser, I guess. I don't think I have any spells that would help me move a dresser silently.
Okay. Good to know.
But also, again, Will doesn't really care. He's feeling all cocksure right now. He's a little high, and he is a powerful sorcerer person, and these guys are just a bunch of doobly-doos. I don't think I am looking around. I don't think I have... Yeah, I don't have anything that would help me.
Okay, move so you just silently. Push the dresser.
Yep, I just push the dresser.
All right. So all of you in the kitchen, above you, you hear a... Someone's fucking a fairy queen somewhere.
Oh my goodness.
No, Roscoe, his eyes dart up just for a split second, and then he's like... Oh, my tummy, that cold mustard really fucked me up.
Roll a deception check.
Oh, my tummy.
deception check, All right.
So Roscoe rolled an 8 total, and then I just rolled a...
A crit fail?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Oh, do you need something? That was a very loud growl, says Mildred.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, do you have any hot mustard?
I mean, we could maybe heat some up for you.
Yeah, where's your fire?
Well, we don't have one lit in the stove right now, but I mean, I guess I could work on something like that. Dean, would you go out and get some wood? Yes. All right, and he there's a door in the back. It leads back out to like a back garden, and as soon as he's gone, all right, so let's cut back to Will.
Okay.
So you've pushed the dresser out of the way, and there's this like little like, it's not even like a, it's like a door with a handle. It looks like a panel almost that you can like push to remove, to move.
Okay.
But it's clear. It's not like a hidden door or anything like that. Okay. It, except for the fact that it was behind a dresser. That obviously was, made it hidden.
So I try to move the panel.
Okay. Yeah, you can push it kind of in. It's just like a piece of wood that.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see. Give me a dexterity saving throw.
Saving throw. Okay.
As you try to open this panel.
The panel kills Will Pompeian.
Whoa!
What did I do? What? Oh, natural 20. Three good rolls in a row, man.
Nice.
Nice.
All right, so as you go to move this panel, you encounter almost no resistance at all, and the panel just kind of falls away from you, and it's about to like slam on the ground.
Okay.
But you reach in and are able to grab the top edge of it.
Okay.
I'm assuming you're trying to stay quiet. I guess you said you're cocky, but
well, just I mean, instinctually, I think that's part of it. Is like, yeah, look at me, I'm being a sneaky guy with my fast hands.
Mm-hmm. And so you're able to catch this sheet of wood before it clatters to the ground, and you pull it up and can push it off to the side. And yeah, there's sort of just like this dark space beyond.
This is absurd. And I still don't hear anybody coming upstairs or anything.
Mm-mm. But I roll a perception check.
Okay.
A 19.
Oh my goodness.
You hear a door closing down below, opening and closing down below, but you don't think it's the front door.
Okay.
You also hear Roscoe being like, "Oh, give me hot mustard stats."
Nice. I dive into the hole head first. Just
to get away. Maybe there's mustard in here for my friend Roscoe. It sounds like an emergency.
I cast light on maybe just like the door panel that
not on
in.
Your billy club.
I know I always cast light on my billy club. Are you making fun of me?
Yeah, I cast that's your on phrase. The I cast light on my billy club. Yeah, that should be a t-shirt.
I put it on the door that fell in the panel.
Okay. And beyond is this sort of small, tight, cramped space.
Okay.
There is a small, shitty mattress on the floor.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
And there is, Eric! Like, a metal dish.
What?
And the space is empty.
Extremely unsettling. What? And it's made all the more unsettling by the fact that all of this started with Eric being like, "No, I won't do that."
I know.
Like, what the fuck is happening, Eric?
What the
God
heck?
Damn it.
Will's like, "Hello?" And there's no answer?
Clearly.
I knock on the wall. Like, I reach in and knock on the wall, okay. Like, at myself, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Whether they hear it or not, I'm about to kill some people.
Okay. So down in the kitchen, Dean is outside, and everybody give me an insight check that's in the kitchen. 18 for Rafina. 19 for Roscoe. 15 for Bathwack. I was expecting that to be like a 2.
Oh, boy, yeah, I know. Poor Bathwack.
Yeah, plus 1 on inside.
So you all see Mildred's eyes flick up to the ceiling and back. And she looks at all of you and she says, she looks pointedly at the door that Dean went through. And then she says, "Please, you need to help me. My husband, he's a terrible man."
Oh.
What?
Okay, wait, just because he likes cold mustard, or...
That's part of it!
Bathwack needs to step in, because Roscoe's not... Somebody needs to take this seriously, and I don't think I'm going to be able to.
We can get the cold mustard out of the house.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
No, he's a...
Are you in danger?
I don't know. Maybe if he... Is there someone else with you upstairs?
What?
Wait.
They're going to find out what he's been up to.
Where's Will?
Well, I thought that he was just waiting outside like he always does. And then he did come in, didn't he?
I'm pretty sure Will's been sneaking around upstairs. And okay, so what do you need us to kill your husband?
I don't know. I just need to get out of here. He's a terrible person. He kidnaps children.
Oh god.
Jesus Christ, lady. Okay. Well, let's, all right, how do we...
Can we free the children, too?
There's none there right now, as far as I know, but he needs to be stopped.
Rafina, you take her out to a safe spot, but also, lady, what does he do with the kids? Is there a children in the house now?
I don't think so, no. Oh. He ransoms them for money.
Oh, jeez.
So it's like a human trafficking thing? Or ransoms them back to who he's kidnapped them from?
Zone of truth.
Ooh, zone of truth.
I just don't... I don't know if we need to find out what's actually going on. Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
So.
Just like in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This group doesn't believe women.
No, just Alex.
It's just me. Thanks.
Just Alex. Oh my god. Absolutely untrue. Alex is a friend.
Everyone else is like, we're going to help you. We're going to get to the bottom of this. I'm like, she's lying.
You didn't believe the desert mothers, but that was you. That
one. Oh my god. There could not be a more opposite person.
Of course.
I just want to clarify because that's who I am.
100%.
All right. Zone of truth. Is Roscoe going to try to resist, or is Rafina going to try to resist?
No.
Okay. You know that Mildred has succeeded on her saving throw against your zone of truth.
Duh. Oh. All right.
He really doesn't believe women.
Wait, what's going on?
So she succeeded on her save, and she didn't opt to fail.
Right. Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
What are you doing? Who are you people?
You asked us to help you.
Yes, I know, but what are you doing to me? There's some sort of... You cast a spell on me? Are you with my husband?
Ooh.
What? No. Who's your husband with?
I don't know. Maybe you! And she starts backing towards the door towards the front room.
Mm. I think we just need to restrain the husband and keep a close eye on the wife.
Okay, let's go.
Rafina, you stay by her.
Yep.
Bathwack, you and me stand on either side of this door that he walked through. And when he comes through, you get him and I'll watch.
Sounds fun.
Sounds fun.
Make sure it's a good show.
Let's get out of here before he comes back. He's a brute. She says to
you. All right, let's go.
Okay.
And we go out the front door, I guess.
Okay.
I yell up the stairs. Well, let's go. Shit's going down. Come on.
Okay. Well, I mean, Will, like, if you that happens, that. Will would cast light on his belly club and yes! really just swing it around that room. Swing it.
Why, I want to make sure you're not going to just like take that panel and wave the panel around.
I know, like, throw the. I mean, like, that's the thing. I could throw the panel around. Whatever. Like, he's just trying to make sure that no person is hidden in this space. That's really weird.
You don't think there is a person hidden here? It would. Unless there's some super hidden secret door or something like that.
Okay.
You think you're already in the secret space and it seems empty.
Okay. I come down the stairs if Rafina is saying.
Yeah. You see Rafina and a woman leaving out the front door.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yep. What's going on here?
We'll talk. Let's go.
Mm-mm. What do you mean we'll talk? There is a... This lady, what's your deal?
Your friends are saving me from my horrible husband.
Okay.
Well, yes, we gotta talk to her, but let's go.
I follow along behind. I don't say anything else.
Will, she resisted the zone of truth. I'm a little bit suspicious.
I show Bathwack the bloody shoe if the lady isn't looking in our direction.
She's left. She went out the front door.
She said it's her husband.
While all this interaction is happening, Roscoe's going to stand by the door
right.
to watch husband can't take us by surprise. Yeah. He's looking back and forth. He's like, I thought Bathwack was going to handle this. What? Wow. That's
taking my good time. Yeah.
Yeah, well, all right,
I'm going over to Roscoe now.
Yeah, Will's just like, where's the husband? He's going out the door or whatever. Like, he's like, what's going on, you know?
Where'd the husband go again?
Yeah.
Out the back door.
To get
wood.
The warm mustard?
Yeah, the fire.
To wood to light the fire to heat the mustard.
It's a hole if you give a mouse a cookie.
Exactly.
You're gonna find a child prison upstairs.
I never read that one.
Oh my god! Jeez.
All right. Well, we're laying in wait.
Will's very confused though. He doesn't know what's going on, so he's going out the front door too because he's chasing the lady. Like he doesn't know what's. He's
so she went out, and Rafina, you're gonna go out with Will after Mildred.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Got it. All right. So
oh my god. Now I understand what's happening. I think I know what Eric's doing.
Uh-oh.
I think know what this is. I think that this is what happened to that lady's kid.
Oh my god.
I think that this is answering a question that we did not even ask.
Oh, we didn't ask.
My god.
I just realized it.
Wow.
All right.
And so... Bathwack, you're right by the door, presumably on like the open side, like where it will be easy to
jog his memory.
The man.
I think we messed up. I don't think we looked at the hinges. And Roscoe's on the wrong side. I think Roscoe's gonna see him first. And it's gonna be the
You didn't look at the hinges, so this is actually a dice toss. So I'm going to roll a 1d2.
Okay, good.
And one is Bathwack and two is Roscoe is on the business end of the door.
You rolled a d2. Oh, no.
I'm going to roll a 1d2. And Bathwack is one, Roscoe is two. Did it work? It did. Oh, it is Bathwack.
Thank God.
But luck, just randomly.
Good.
Is this side of the hinge?
The door opens and in comes Dean with an armful of wood. I got the wood to heat
bang.
And we're gonna find out what that bang means and what it results in.
Oh my god!
Next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh my
gosh. I'm right? You guys think like that has so to be too. It?
Yeah, totally.
I love it.
I don't know.
Very, very dark.
Yes, for real. Oh my gosh. I have wondered about that though. Like there have been times that I'm like, oh my god, there's like a whole lady that I like took money from, and Bathwack was like, hey, don't you feel guilty about taking money from this poor
lady?
You're
gonna make posters. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, wait, Roscoe did, right? Wait, was
I
that
did.
The same
I
thing?
I had yeah. I had the hotel sketch artist.
Yep.
Yep. Draw pictures of a child based on his on Roscoe's interpretation of the mother's description of her sexy child.
Oh my god.
How did I block that out?
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.